So there's this word on the street that's trending. It's called kachihandi.
Kachihandi. So it means conversation. And in this case, it means conversations we're too scared to have.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Okay, Moons, welcome to Kachihandi.
Thank you.
Kachihandi is conversations we are too scared to have. So it's basically us addressing life issues, all different types of life issues,
okay,
which people sometimes are too scared to actually talk about. So that's, you know, where we are. So today, Moons, maybe the background is this. In relationships, people struggle to ask the right questions. So like, where are we in this relationship? Are we even in a relationship? What are we doing? Where is it going? So people just end up floating from day to day. Then you end up having been with someone, been in inverted commas, for months or even years.
Yes.
Now your life has been very eventful, Mills. So Mills, when did I meet you, Mills? In 2013. And we used to have a lot of life conversations in which I established that Moses' life has been very eventful. Yeah, don't be shy. And in that eventful, I have been drumming to you that you need to help young people in their life journeys. Now, yes, you do matron stuff, which is good. And I think you open up your home, your heart to other people. But today we're going to talk about an experience which is going to perhaps help someone have the courage to ask the right questions in their relationship and maybe even have some adventures and drama.
Are you saying I've had adventures and drama?
Yes, Mills. Have you not had adventures and drama?
I think I have had good ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, today is not it, but we can talk about Slapgate. Remember that slap? Moons has had a very eventful life. She's had to slap and be slapped.
I know.
But so with the background of you know, the background that I've given you on people not having the courage to ask questions in relationship, we'll take you back to 2000, the year 2000, when the millennium changed. You were making trips to SA. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So for the purposes of protecting the third party, we'll just refer to them as Mandem. Okay. For this discussion.
No,
Mandem.
No,
so
no.
Tell us, how long had you been dating Mandem?
I actually don't know if I was dating him, huh?
Because
I think, like you introduced, it started like spending time together, hanging out together, going out to the disco. Then it was Zenon. And something started. So I actually don't know whether we had something going or not.
But how long had that something been going for?
Almost a year.
Ah!
Yes.
Oh, sorry. So this is a year undefined. So at that point, there was no titles. There was no obligations in inverted commas.
No, but I think he felt more entitled. I think he felt more entitled. He used to call me like, Lelon Shilefo could have bread for supper. What have you cooked if he's passing by? You know? And I felt, I started doing like girlfriend duties.
Okay.
And yet I wasn't a girlfriend.
Or you were not called a girlfriend at that time?
No. We were just friends.
Okay. And at that time, so you are hanging out, you have started giving girlfriend
duties,
girlfriend rights.
Yeah.
You have started performing girlfriend duties. This has gone on for now 1 year.
Yes.
All right. When did Mandem leave the country?
I think about, actually, the whole thing started in 1999, because I was in a relationship, but then my boyfriend then never used to spend time with me.
Okay.
He was always busy.
Right.
Maybe I give a background of how I met him.
Yeah.
So my boyfriend then was not giving me attention.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all I want is some attention.
That's
yeah.
all we want.
Yeah.
We as chicks.
So he was always busy. Whenever us we spend time, he was always busy. So, mm-hmm. okay, cool. His cousin, mm-hmm. my boyfriend's cousin then, mm-hmm. comes with
a friend, Mandem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Hi, Mandem. We meet once, twice. Mandem was interested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He got my number from my yes. boyfriend's cousin. We
yeah.
started talking.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we started hanging out.
Yeah.
So yeah, the hanging out and all took like 6 months and all.
Mm-hmm.
He finished his university
mm-hmm.
and decided to go and find something to do in SA.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at beginning of 2000,
yeah,
that's when he left.
Okay.
And went to SA.
And so the time that he left, were you still with your boyfriend at the time?
No, no.
Oh, it
because
no. Oh, wow, relax.
when I started hanging out with Mandem,
uh-huh.
I don't know whether I'm going to say unfortunately or fortunately,
uh-huh.
where I used to stay,
mm.
it was my place.
Yeah.
And then mom got a transfer into mm-hmm. Lusaka.
Yeah.
So she found another place.
Yeah.
So I decided, okay, let me move in with her for a mm-hmm. bit before mm-hmm. I go and stay elsewhere. By myself again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we just moved. And
yeah.
my boyfriend didn't even know that we were moving.
Yeah.
He called me to find out where we had moved to. I said, you know what? I've been telling you, you are not serious. So mm-hmm. you are not going to know where I have moved to.
Yeah.
And then Mandem came and saw my new place. And yeah. And so my boyfriend then,
mm-hmm.
I would say we had stopped going out.
Okay, so it fizzled out.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, so Mandem goes to SA. At that point when he goes, are you now no longer entertaining gentleman callers?
There used to be a couple. A
okay.
few guys who would call me.
Mm-hmm.
A few guys who would come and visit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone seemed more interested in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he has moved to SA. You are here. The communication was flowing as though you are in a relationship?
No. Actually, I must mention that mm-hmm. he had a steady girlfriend.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He had a steady girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So the communication was there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not, I think, once in a while. And then mm-hmm. I think we didn't have things like WhatsApp, you know.
Right.
So it was just a phone call once in
yes.
a while.
Yes.
And I don't think when he got there, he didn't have a phone.
Because mm-hmm.
I remember having to call on the landline at his aunt's house.
Okay.
Or call the aunt's mobile. That's
okay.
like in the evenings or maybe at the weekend. But
yeah,
the communication was not as regular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As in people in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to go and visit Mandem? Because maybe background. Mills took herself to go and visit Mandem. What made you make that decision?
There was a guy who was really interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt if I am going to start a serious relationship with
mm-hmm.
this guy,
mm-hmm.
I need to clear things out.
Okay.
I need to know where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
And especially that I knew that he had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to be sure that, okay, fine. It's not me. It's mm-hmm. a girl that he's going for.
Yeah.
And then I can start my life as well.
Okay. So since it wasn't like going to Kabwe, just walk us through. What was your thought process? How did you get your ticket? Did you let him know you were going? Was it a surprise? What was going through your mind as you were planning this whole trip, and how did you plan the trip?
I don't know whether I would call her a big sister or a work colleague
mm-hmm.
who used to work for a travel agency.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls me one day and say, oh, I have a ticket for you.
Okay.
You just have to pay taxes. I'm like, to go where? She says, you can pick.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I have an aunt in SA.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, oh, okay, this would be a good opportunity for me to go and see my aunt
mm-hmm.
and go and sort out my issues. So,
which was the prevailing, the issues
yeah.
or the aunt?
I think the issues.
Okay.
The issues.
Okay.
So the ticket was timely.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got this ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just paid taxes, which was very, very minimal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it
was actually, yeah, like just go and sort out. I was like, this is an opportunity to go and mm-hmm. sort out my issues. The ticket
is there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. more or less like a free ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him that I was going to go and visit him, but
mm-hmm.
I was going to stay with my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I got in, my stay was like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
When I got in, he was working out of town. He mm-hmm. was in Durban, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with my aunt in Pretoria. Mm-hmm. So I stayed with my aunt for like 4 days, five mm-hmm. days. It was, mm-hmm. I don't know whether I would say it was exciting or it was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got back from Durban, he actually came and picked me up from my aunt's place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I introduced him to my aunt. This is my friend. We are going okay. to Joburg.
Okay.
So we even went to Joburg. I because it was my trip,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know anyone in Joburg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I booked at Holiday Inn.
Come on,
in Joburg.
Uh-huh.
So we stayed the weekend at Holiday Inn, I remember.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I think he took me back to my aunt's place.
Yeah.
A few days later, I came back home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you are now with Mandem. How did you bring in the discussion of where are we, what are we, and so on and so forth?
Okay. I think because I knew that he had a girlfriend, it was mm-hmm. easier for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, like, what is your plan?
Mm-hmm.
With your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, funny enough, I don't know whether it's funny enough or a good thing, was we were very good friends.
Okay.
So we had an open relationship.
Okay.
So I remember we didn't just start that
conversation.
The conversation. There and then. Uh-huh. I remember we went out for dinner, we went mm-hmm. out to a disco,
mm-hmm.
we went round, and I think on a Saturday we went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then thereafter,
mm-hmm.
we had that discussion. So I was like, what's your plan?
Okay.
Where are you going with your actually she was a baby mama because they even
right.
had a yeah they had
right
a, yeah
right
so he says no as usual boys lie
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have pressure from my family and her family we want to get married and mm-hmm. all and all
mm-hmm.
I was like oh okay fine that's
mm-hmm.
fine
mm-hmm.
There's someone who likes me so I right. just wanted to know where I'm at
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
that I could also take my relationship to mm-hmm. another level
mm-hmm,
yeah
mm-hmm.
So it was an easy discussion and even after that we still remained friends.
Okay.
We still remained friends. Yeah.
Was there any part of you that was scared to ask?
There was because I think we are always scared to know the truth sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if you know that it's whether it will be in your favor or not, I think we always get scared to know the truth. So I know he was going to tell me that, no, I'm going to go with my girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I think I did.
At the back of your head, you knew?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I did. So it was something that I was scared to face for mm-hmm. a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was worried to be sad. I don't know if there's such a thing. Like
yes.
You, how am I going to carry on after this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is my next relationship going to be the same as this one?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there were all those issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe my next question to you is, knowing that sometimes we just get comfortable in these undefined things for fear of knowing, after that relationship, were you always looking to define? After that situation, that was a situationship.
It was a
after
situation.
That situationship, were you always confident to ask, what is it? Where are we going? What are we doing?
Yes. I would say I started asking,
mm-hmm.
but then I still found myself in one or two where they were still undefined.
Really?
Yes.
Moves, after you went to SA.
Can you imagine that?
Friend.
Can you imagine? So, and I think when we have undefined ones,
mm-hmm.
you would, when you come out of it.
Yeah.
And I think I've always said this. Men are cowards. They don't want to tell you what they want,
mm-hmm.
but they want to enjoy the moment.
Right.
Yes. And then when you come out, that's when they'll be like, no, but you knew I liked you. You knew I wanted something, but you didn't tell me.
Mm.
You didn't tell me. You
were, right.
You assumed
mm-hmm.
that I know what you want.
I'm not a mind reader.
Exactly. So I think I had a few, I think one or two thereafter, but I knew that coming from where I'm coming from.
Right.
It wasn't defined.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take them seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
Because for me, I think at the end of a relationship, the thing that annoys me is the investment of time, which I can never get back.
That's the thing.
Money, perhaps. But even there, you know, I'm honest. I start counting my wasted investment. But more so, it's time. Like that for months, years, you know, and as you know, I got on two planes once upon a time in my life.
I know.
You know? It's a waste of my bloody time, which I can't get back, Lord help me.
But I think even, I know you invested time. Fine, the money it was a lot of money. But
it was a lot of money for those that ticket.
But I think there are lessons that we learn out of these failed investments.
No, it's true. And having said that, donkey, King James Version. King James Version. When I think back, I honestly also remember that at the beginning of the relationship, he said to me, let's see where it's going.
Yeah.
So I already knew that it wasn't going anywhere.
Okay.
Because he was honest. He said, we're just seeing how it's going. Yeah. Now, when you're just seeing how it's going, at least you know that it's not going anywhere. Because if you're just going with the flow doesn't go anywhere.
No, really. It doesn't. So I think it's best that at the beginning, you know that, okay, fine. Me, I want A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
So even as you are seeing or trying out things, you know that at the end of the day, this is what I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just going because let's see where we are going.
But I think sometimes as women especially, I think we get scared to, like, am I going to seem desperate if I ask immediately, like, what do you want from me? When is it, is there ever, like, the right time to ask? Because, I mean, for some people, they can be like, oh, after 3 months, you can ask. But it's 3 months. Meanwhile, especially if you, as a woman, for you, it's exclusive. 3 months is a long time for you to be exclusive with somebody who is not exclusive with you.
Okay. I think after my few adventurous failed
situationships.
Mm-hmm. I told myself,
mm-hmm,
the next relationship,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to tell that person, me, I don't want to play.
Yeah,
you need to tell me what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if we decide,
mm-hmm,
we're going to try it out,
mm-hmm,
and it works,
mm-hmm,
we need to know, mm-hmm, where it will take us. Right. Is it marriage, mm-hmm, or we are just going to be in a relationship for 5 years or whatever?
Yeah.
And I think that helped me because when I met my husband,
mm-hmm,
that's a discussion that we had.
Okay.
From start, even before he asked me out.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's a discussion that we had.
Okay.
Like, look, I've had few bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into a next one if I don't know what I'm going in for.
Yeah.
This is what I expect.
Yeah.
I've been hurt so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I hate being sad and I don't want to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not ready,
yeah,
let's not even start anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so honesty and communication
is what is important, especially communication, and at the beginning of everything.
But don't at the assume. Beginning, don't just assume. Being vibed. It's nice. You don't want to ruin it. I mean,
no. But if the person is really serious,
mm-hmm,
you won't ruin it.
Okay,
you won't. If the person is really serious, you won't ruin it. At least they'll know what they are dealing with.
Okay,
and they know what to expect.
Right,
not feel mongolo.
Because especially Umungulu.
Especially. Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's very interesting. So after you did your trip to SA, you get your answer, you come back, and you and I, where we don't disagree, you even remain friends. May I cut the X out? Cut the X. That's why a scissor does an X. It's for cutting X's.
I don't cut them out.
You need to cut the X.
I know.
There's no room to be friends with your ex.
You know what? You know what I believe?
What?
I believe you don't know what tomorrow holds.
Ah.
Not that you want to go back in a relationship.
Nah.
But you may need them in the future. So I don't cut them out.
Ah, me.
Even if you bought me
X-Men. X, case of the X, cut the X out with the X.
No, I always try to keep in touch.
No,
unless
man.
A person decides to just stay away.
No. Those X problems are no shame. Because you see, you are looking at it from the perspective of this person. And maybe it's also, again, my own experience.
I think so.
Where I attempted to remain friends with another donkey, King James Version. And he had the audacity to be like, oh, we should meet up. I said, to do what? I mean,
but you meet up just as friends.
I went up, and then he said, why are you refusing? It may be worth your while. I said, what, nigga? Me? Worth my while? No.
So you didn't want to go back?
No. Me, I was done, but he made it come out like it would be beneficial for me to link up with him.
Maybe it could have been.
It was not going to be
maybe
beneficial.
It could have been.
He was a donkey, King James version. No, and you know what? Maybe it's because, you see, sometimes when you don't cut, I don't want to be somebody's safety cushion. Like,
no,
they
but
just
need,
know that
you
are
need
there.
To, no, you, the, you, the manner of cutting, I think you know your limits. You know your boundaries.
Yeah, I know mine, but yes. Do they know theirs?
They need
do
to
I know theirs?
They need to know that certain things going forward won't be
because me,
same.
I'm a catch, I know. So, you know, I don't want somebody to just be keeping me on the loop like that. So, I don't know.
No, but I think you need to remain friends. I personally think you need to remain friends, but you need to know, like...
No, I'm not saying that when I see them in the street, I show them signs that
even,
I want to kill them.
You even block them. You
yeah, I block them. Why must you have access to me?
I don't do that.
No. I believe in the spirit of blocking. In fact, it's a grace. It's a grace to block.
How you know your grace, Shakwat?
May it come upon you. May it come upon you.
Too late, maybe.
No.
Too late, I'm
you
going
You can
old.
Introduce it. You can reintroduce it. Okay, so now, being... So how... Wait, how old were you again in 2000? If you don't mind saying.
No, I don't mind. In 2000, I was... 25?
Okay.
25. I was
okay. 25. All right. Okay, so I think at 25, you are now also in a place... where you are looking to stabilize, you're
yes.
looking to settle.
Yes.
Is there ever an age where you should just be allowed to be in situationships?
You see, I think for us then, 25, you were not allowed to be in situationships.
Right.
Because they believe you are now a lady, you are grown, especially if you've done your school, you've done your college, you want to settle, have kids and all. But I think now, situationships should end at 30. Extend.
Situationships should end at 30, and so people should be settling down when?
35 and above.
My God.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I say this as a post 35.
No. I'll give you my reasons why I think people now need to settle way after 30. Because there's so much divorce out there. I don't believe in people getting married today and 2-3 years down the line, they start having problems. For me, I believe if you want to do your mungulu, ulefoko angala, you want to hang out with your friends, you want to do all that you need to do.
Yeah.
Do it before 30.
Yeah.
And then if you settle, settle. Not right. you get married at 28. 2-3 years down the line, you are still doing mungulu things. No. So okay. I think these days, I actually tell people don't get married too early.
Yeah.
And don't get married if you're not sure.
Right.
You need to be sure.
But is society saying the same thing?
No.
Because for me at 36, I'm practically seen as a corpse, as a mommy, too old. No. But then also, Moose, even though you are saying post 30, don't you think people get comfortable? Because I am truly very comfortable. My one is definitely good. I mean, I know the Bible says two is better, but my one is really good. At this point, I don't know whether I want to break... my fun times.
No, but you need a companion.
Oh man,
you need a
That's
companion.
That's overrated.
No, it's not.
Is it not though?
And you see, you're saying it's overrated. It's because of these same issues that are going around. People not knowing what they want.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So I think at 35 and all, trust me, you need someone to just scratch your back to do your zip in the morning.
Yeah, that means you can stop wearing clothes with zips at the back.
And then what?
Then you don't need somebody to
the
come
fashion
and...
won't show. The fashion
bodycon,
won't show.
Bodycon to ingrafe from the top. There's bodycon. Okay. So now you so in your view, 30, a post 30 is a good time to quit situationships.
Yes, I know society doesn't look at it that way, but I think we need to change our mindset. I think marriage is not a good thing, but I think people want to put so much pressure on people that they should get married and settle and all. But what's the point if you do it and then you're not happy, you do it right. and then you start coming out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Kachi Hande is recorded and produced by Vibecast Podcast Network. Vibecast ZM is Zambia's premier podcast network. Get in touch with Vibecast on 0979-591899. Or email production@vibezm.com. You can also search for Vibecast ZM on all social media platforms. Vibecast, making it possible for you to tell your stories. Now let's continue this conversation. So do people ever come to you looking for advice on how to define where they're at with their people?
I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do.
Is it more guys than girls? Or is it generally women who know what they want, are not getting it, but they are staying in it for fear of being alone?
I think the women are the ones who are more into it. So the advice that I get usually is from, I'd say from both men and women.
Yeah.
But most of my friends are men.
Right.
So I get a lot from like
right. guys. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And still... Because also, I mean, how to bring up the conversation.
It's very difficult.
It's truly, truly, truly hard.
Yes.
To just be like, what are we doing?
Yes.
Where is it going? What is it? In fact, that's even far. What is it? Especially because, you know, even though I've been in a number of relationships, I think I've only ever been asked out once. As in,
the actual.
Would you be? So I just find... In fact, the very first time, I didn't even intend to date that guy.
You just it's found just yourself.
That I found he introduced me to his friend as, oh, this is my girlfriend. And then I was surprised. And then
but that, at that point, you were supposed to ask like, oh, okay, when did I become your girlfriend?
It was too late. Yes. He had, and his so friend really gave me a bad look because I literally was like, eh? And his friend looked at me like.
So you see, I think ladies are scared to ask.
Yeah.
But they feel comfortable being introduced as my girlfriend. So I think we just need to start asking and being honest with ourselves as women. Don't assume.
But then also, at which point do you start giving girlfriend privileges? So, for example, you mentioned like, oh, I'm coming over. What have you cooked?
Mm-hmm.
Right? In at my 30, soon to be 36, I can say, if I'm cooking for you and you are making demands about food, what are we doing? But then, you know, there's that capri point, like you are still pretending to be a nice person. You are still, you can't, you know, fart in the presence of said person.
Mm-hmm.
What privileges at that point before you start defining? Because, you know, there's the, I don't want to call it a test run, but there's that point where we're still getting to know each other. We're still seeing what it is. We're still seeing what it is.
For me, I think the beginning is very important.
Uh-huh.
Because that is what will determine at which point you need to start giving those privileges. How do you get along? I think the important thing is you need to be friends before you even want to take things to another level.
But so, am I cooking for you as my friend?
You know what? Okay, maybe it's because I like cooking. So for me, even when a person is my friend,
mm-hmm.
I'll invite them for a meal. Mm-hmm. Like, come for lunch, come for supper or whatever.
So this is where you're a problem.
I know.
Because...
And because, that has led no. me, that caused a lot of problems.
Exactly.
Yes.
So now for a normal person who doesn't...
Like cooking.
Yes.
You go to Nando's. And no, when they start asking for those...
Yeah, but you see some people before they really want to date you, they even want to know like, can you actually cook?
Cook, yes.
So at which point is it dress rehearsal? And at which point can I say, nigga,
no, but what I is think this? That's why I'm saying it depends on how you relate.
Okay.
So
okay.
How are you starting your relationship?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be honest with this person,
mm-hmm.
or are you going to pretend? Because at some point you know that, okay, clearly now it's not about food, or clearly now this person is asking for too much and yet I'm just a friend.
Right.
Because you will tell them, shidi kunganda boy, I can't cook.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel, this thing is going to another level.
Right.
I'm getting feelings.
Mm.
you will be like, oh, okay. You'll probably be the one to even invite that person to come right. for a meal, or you want to do certain things for them.
Right.
So you know, you just have to be honest with yourself mm-hmm. and be honest with the person at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it depends. You can't say 3 months. You can't say 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It depends on how you will relate.
Can you do a test run?
You can.
Can you do like you do? Relax. If, for example, I'm cooking, because sometimes you don't have the courage, right, mm-hmm. to ask. Mm-hmm. But you can just be like, oh, no, I can't cook for you because I'm actually going out with Fred.
Yes, you can. You can do that. And then you will see his reaction.
Right.
There you are going to tell whether, okay, this person is serious or achibako chachimutacha kofi.
Right, right.
Or he was just like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Then you know that.
Yeah, then you know that.
We are really
yeah.
just friends. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I shouldn't give those privileges.
Especially because sometimes, you know, body count things mm-hmm. are very fluid.
Yes.
For some people, it's free for all and everybody. Mm-hmm. So you can't even use intimacy as the yardstick for determining whether it's a... Because some people are friends with benefits.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. Okay, so we can do tests. We can do a... Fred.
Yeah, you can.
You can do a Fred. Just,
yeah. just to see how the reaction will be. Nangu wawe pafe nangu Fred dariko.
I agree, because sometimes we don't have the courage to ask.
To ask, yes.
To just come mm-hmm. out right mm-hmm. and say, mm-hmm. what are we doing?
What are we doing, yes.
What are we doing?
Oh, ask a friend maybe to find out for you.
No, those friends lie. We know those friends. We have been friends with friends. Who are friends have friends with a lot of girls.
So?
When okay. you are semeki. But...
So you just ask.
Just ask.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes just that fear of be like something is better than nothing. Because I think that can be a real fear for women. Especially if it's been like a long time between relationships. Because you're just like, ah, look, at least we hang out 3 of the 7 days of the...
But do you want to delay the fear.
Right.
Or you are better off knowing now.
Anyway, you are really better off knowing.
Yeah.
You are better off
knowing. You are better off knowing now.
Okay.
Don't delay it. Don't delay it. Because, unfortunately, I think there's a lot of situationships out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you look at it, you just need to deal with them. And you even know that there's nothing happening here.
Right.
Tapari yoko tulea. But you just want to enjoy the moment.
Mm.
Enjoy the moment, yes, but when that time comes, it may be too late because you get attached to the person.
True.
You get attached to the person.
True.
So you're better off knowing at the beginning of everything. Are we just having fun for nothing
mm-hmm.
or are we having fun for something
okay.
going forward?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think for me, it also goes back to what I mentioned about like time you can't get back.
No.
And I think time where you are dating yourself, and sometimes I feel like you're dating yourself mm-hmm. because until you have the conversation to say, what are we?
Yes.
You can be faithful to self yes. when the other person
is
living their yeah. best life. Mm-hmm. So because you can't get that time back, I mean, you possibly could be missing out on something mm-hmm. good. Like remember I was saying to you, in the process of... man them going to SA,
yes.
were you entertaining other people? Yeah. And you can be there telling people, no, saying, oh, I'm in a relationship. Meanwhile, you are in a relationship with self.
Someone, yeah.
With mm-hmm. self. It's really someone with self.
Someone who's moved on even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that for me, that's why I think I always encourage, like, just understand what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not what you want, just bounce.
Yes.
Just bounce mm. rather than sitting there hoping that he'll change his
something
mind.
Going, yeah, it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Okay.
And you can't force things. If a person doesn't want you, no matter how long you delay it, if they don't want you, they don't want you.
But then how do you balance that with Kachingani TV, which has made us seem like, oh no, if just you're persistent, he will, you. Maybe for women it happens, right? Where you didn't intend to like him, but you start liking him if he's persistent. But I feel like it's very risky.
It is risky, but I think you need to look at yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just skitting for skitting?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's for real? And that's what I always tell people. Like for me,
mm-hmm.
it's always been my belief. Mm-hmm. If you don't want someone.
Block them.
No.
Okay.
Don't entertain them from day mm-hmm. one.
That's why we block people.
Whether you that person is spoiling you with, don't
block them.
Because what's the point of entertaining this person when you know you don't want them?
Exactly. Block them.
No, but us, we didn't have that blocking thing. So just from day one, just don't allow them in your life.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
Because you might be thinking, okay, let me try and entertain this person. Let me skit a bit and all. But you may be losing out on the real thing
that
you want.
It's true. So
don't entertain them if you don't want them. Don't chew their money if you know that
chop
it's just for
money.
Chewing their money. When they come asking for things, what are you going to say?
No, I think maybe it's balancing, you know, like being easy and playing hard to get.
No,
especially me who grew up in the 90s.
No, play hard to get if you really want him.
But when you are playing hard to get, there is a... You can play too much and somebody's like, ah, right, then I'm out.
Ah, well, at some point, when we never, you need to know, I've played hard to get, now I'm ready to be taken.
To be gotten.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you're going to play hard to get,
mm-hmm.
and you want, that's right. Okay. I have no problems with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problems with that. So at some point you need to know that, okay, number chapwa, because don't even frustrate the person who's trying to get you. At some point they would be like, umuntu talemfaya, let me go and look elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to be safe, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or smart about it.
Especially smart about it. Smart about it, I think, is the big one,
mm-hmm,
because you can play. I mean, in the 90s, we used to play hard to get.
Yes, but not these days.
Because these days, it seems like they just have more options. I don't know whether
they
are too many available women.
These days, and there are some who are just, like you said earlier on, beneficial friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're playing hard to get, I'll call the next person. I'll move on.
It's hard out there in the streets.
It is.
It's hard.
It is.
It's hard in the streets.
It's not as easy as it was for
And I think
us.
It's there are too many ways to communicate.
Yes.
There are too many ways. And even in the ways, I mean, I felt like I had to get on two planes because you can't, it's WhatsApp.
Yes.
It's a phone call.
Yes.
You can't really see everything that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Over the phone.
No.
Or over WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Shame you guys didn't even have WhatsApp.
No, we didn't even have a cell phone.
It's true.
So it was by faith.
It's true. It was by faith.
If he's gone home, you know he's gone home.
No, you believe he's gone home.
Yes.
You just have to believe that
he's gone home. You just had to believe he's gone home. So you don't know what's going on on the other side. If he hasn't come to see you, you don't even know why he has not come to see you.
Yeah.
You're assuming, he's busy. He's working, or maybe something has come up. But no, Mba, you can even do a video call. Where are you? You said, hey, Chamanashan. So,
track them.
Yeah, you know.
Track their phone.
I think it's difficult.
No, it's difficult. I mean, I think you have to kind of be like FBI these days to just begin a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work. People don't admit it because, I mean, you have to first go through, like, is this person normal? Is this person single?
Yes, especially the single thing, because they will be lying to you. They have issues. They will just pretend. Yes, pretend. Mm-hmm. No, I'm single. I had an issue with my ex girlfriend. Shani.
Right.
Kaishi, you are dealing with a bad.
And I think that's why we need to ask, because I mean, these days I'm hearing of people who are finding themselves not knowing that the person is significantly attached,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you now want to ask them like. But did you confirm?
Mm-hmm.
Did you confirm that this person was actually available? And did you confirm what it was?
Yes.
Because maybe for them, they were just kicking it.
That's why you need
and
to
you
do.
Like
you said, you need to do like a background check. Yeah. And if it's possible, just go to his house. Go and know where he stayed.
But there are those that have that flat.
It's okay. Go to that flat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm going to have one or two things that will make you see that this flat doesn't seem like. Eventually, you are able to tell like, last time I saw a Kashan. And now that you have phones, you have cell phones, WhatsApp calls, try and call even in the middle of the night. What time does he call you?
It's true, because
what
there are always
does
those
he
signs,
yes.
right? There are always
if he really
signs.
Wants you, he'll call you at 05 Washibuka Shan.
Yeah, right.
So if you're not getting those phone calls at 05, come on. If you're not getting the midnight calls at 03, like, I've just got a background. So you need to do some FBI, yes?
Yeah.
And just be, that's why you need to know from start. At least
it's
know his place and
it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
brave,
unfortunately,
are those who dive in.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's a lot of work. Yeah. Okay. I think at least we have established that communication is key.
It's
ask
important.
The right questions. Yes. What are we? Where are we?
Yes.
And be brave enough to...
Just be brave. Just be brave. If you have to ask, but I'll ask Kuntansh, you know.
Because Kuntansh can be 5 years.
And you'll be more heartbroken.
Eh! Mm-hmm. Yellow time. Mm-hmm. Ah, shame. Mm-hmm. You can't get it back.
No, you can't. You
People
can't.
Need to really see time mm-hmm. that you can't get mm-hmm. back. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Mwills. Or DJ Mwills, depending. Thank you for opening up at least about Mandem. Hopefully Mandem can get to hear this. Mandem and wife can get to hear about... Is he married?
He's now married. He
to the same chick?
Yes, the same chick. They have 2 kids. I've met him a couple of times on the road while we are running. We say hi to each other and chat. Yeah. Yeah.
Ex. I mean, need to give you a scissors, you.
No, I don't need the scissors.
You need the scissors. You need it. No, and I the don't. Grace to block may it come upon you. So, okay, thank you so much for at least discussing this issue. It's not, I don't think it's an easy discussion
no,
to
it's
have.
Not.
It's not. Especially for women.
No, scary. We try to hide all these things. Mm. We try to hide all these things.
Okay.
In the name of a saint.
We are not saints, my man. No. We just, people should just want to know what it is. Ask the questions. What is it?
Mm.
What are we doing?
Mm.
Where is it going?
Yeah.
It will save yourself some time.
A lot of time. A lot of time.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Mwills.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to Kachihande, Conversations We Are Too Scared to Have.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Kachihande. Please make sure you subscribe on Anchor, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Like and follow our Facebook page, Kachihande, to keep the conversation flowing. Share it with your friends, your family, your colleagues, and everyone around you. It's time we have those conversations we're too scared to have.